don't try to fight. Let's work up a sweat on a summer night. Hey, rocking in a Hollywood bed. What's that you say? You got a rich old. Fuzz. He can call the cops, but he won't find us. Rocking in a Hollywood bed. Oh,
You tell me that I should not cry. You tell me all good things must die. You ask me why I get upset. You tell me that I will forget. Tell me why. You say I can't be blue for long. You say I'll find new love that's strong. You tell me she was not for me. It's just the way love has to be. Tell me why. Tell me I will find my way tomorrow won't be like today. You tell me life was meant to be one third good, two thirds misery. Tell me why.
Taught me that all good things must die. This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. I'm your host. You are here under Ground Zero. And we started that set with X doing Poor Girl. X here in the year 2017, finally getting its due. They have an actual retrospective exhibit at the Grammy Museum. And a buddy of mine tells me Xene is throwing the first pitch out at a Dodger game this year. The Dodgers, the hottest team in Major League Baseball. I'm having a hard time visualizing that. After that, we had the Blasters doing Hollywood Bed. Joe Mathus did Water Baby Boogie. Joe Mathus was a fantastic guitar player in the 50s, mostly country music. In fact, he and his wife, Rose Lee, were considered Mr. and Mrs. Country Music in the 50s, operating out here on the West Coast. And he became quite a well-regarded session player for various, mostly country acts, but some pop and rock, including Ricky Nelson. After that, the Beau Brummels played You Tell Me Why. Sal Valentino, his very distinctive voice there, a progenitor of the folk rock movement to come. And that song and the album that it came from was recorded by a very young Sylvester Stone for Autumn Records. And of course, later on, he became just Sly Stone. And we finished that set with the Swamp Rats doing I'm Going Home. Swamp Rats, as I've said before, one of my favorite teen bands out of the 60s from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Up next, Bikini Kill.
Selling shoes. Where are all the brothers and sisters? jaws are dead. Is it murder or madness?
Thank you.
Yeah. The Dirties doing Grind, Baby, Grind. The band out of Port Huron, Michigan, with Screamin' Joe Burdick screaming. Before that, Bobby Fuller 4 did Only When I Dream. Clear Light did Black Roses. Clear Light had Cliff DeYoung there as singer, and he's perhaps better known by most people as an actor who's done lots of TV and some movies. If you saw him, you would recognize him. And I read recently that Cliff was very, very fond of the good old days when he was in the band Clear Light, and I'm glad to hear that. We started the set with Bikini Kill doing Rebel Girl from 1993. This is Radio Zulu. Up next, The Divinals.
World away in Boston, and I suspect she gets a picture, but you never. men come down here from New York and from Florida to find out my reasons on rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Wasn't that nice? We started the set with the Divinyls doing Only You from their original LP, Desperate, from 1983, with Christine Ann Flett, Gone Too Soon. After that, Tony O'Kay gave us Girl Crazy from the America LP, and then the Reverend Jimmy Snow told us What's What, followed by The Undertakers showing us What's What there with Teenage Kicks. Undertakers from Londonderry in Northern Ireland, and John Peel considered that song like the quintessence of rock and roll. He loved that song. In fact, he had a lyric from it engraved on his tombstone. I think it was Teenage Dreams Are Hard to Beat. Yetz did Walk Out That Door, and we finished the set with the Liberty Bell doing Evelyn Kay. Liberty Bell from Corpus Christi, Texas in the mid-60s. And I want to thank Debbie D, a disc jockey at WFMU, for turning me on to that song. Here are The Germs.
Yeah.
Finish that set with The Music Machine doing Trouble. Plimsolls did Lost Time. Before that, Suburban Lawns did Anything. The Makers did Leopard Print Sissy. Before that, Greenhorns did Lies. And we started the set with The Germs doing Lexicon Devil, a song ostensibly produced by Joan Jett, who, legend has it, was actually sleeping one off on the sofa. I don't know if that's actually true. So that's another episode of Radio Zulu. Hope you liked it. Thanks for listening, and see you next week. Good night, everybody.